Hey, it's become almost a holiday tradition here on Minnesota Reads to have a schmooze with Lori Evert and find out about the next book that she and her husband and the photographer and her daughter, the immensely cute, have put together. This year, the book is called The Brave Little Puppy. And because I'm a bad, bad interview host, I went on and on and on about how adorable the puppy was, and I didn't say anything to Lori about how cute her daughter is. Lori, I owe you an apology.
Well, I'm glad you're thinking about the reindeer, too. That was nice of you. And don't forget, they love apples.
Oh, okay. So when you send mom or dad up onto the roof to you know, sprinkle a little bit of that salt-sand mixture, maybe a little apple, just sort of, you know, positioned there nicely on the corner of the chimney might be a thought.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, your story of the adventures of Anya, your daughter, features a darling puppy. And, of course, being just a kind of a tiny little dog fan myself, is it your puppy? Did you keep the puppy?
We didn't, but Anya certainly tried to. When we were looking at outtakes and photos for a while and taking a little break in shooting, we were looking for them. And she had taken him away and played with him on her own and had some begging moments there. We have our own dog, but she really wanted him. He was just a sweet puppy. It's a breeder from Hastings who we worked with for these puppies. And if you ever need a husky puppy, their name just slipped my mind, but it's in the front of the book, Lisa, if you want to look for me.
He's absolutely precious. We've got it. Now, first of all, we're going to have to go back and cover a little bit of ground because it's really interesting. But the one thing that's different about this book this year is that instead of making it an oversized picture book as they've been in the past, this is a board book. What was behind that decision to sort of change the format?
Well, Random House just asked us to do to come up with some board book concepts. So we did two. We did The Brave Little Puppy, and then next year we'll have another little adventure of Berkey, and it's with his mother and many other animals and Arctic animals and Anya again, but mostly Berkey and his mom, talking about friendship and learning some lessons of life. So, yeah, they just wanted to try some new formats with us, and we have another large book coming out not next, but in 2018.
Well, it's an absolutely gorgeous book, and I keep thinking about how much fun this would be, especially at the beginning of the book when there's kind of an adventure. This would be a great book for somebody that has been to the Bear Grease or that you're going to take to the Bear Grease for the first time. This would be a wonderful book to kind of a little person who's going to maybe see their first Bear Grease at the end of January. I think this would be wonderful. Now, you've got to explain, you got to give us just a little peek behind the curtain about how you get some of these magical photos. Of course, it's an easy thing to photograph. As you mentioned, your daughter and the puppy, they were pretty inseparable. But the puppy comes over and has a conversation with a huge polar bear. The puppy has a conversation with a huge wolf. The puppy has a conversation with a little red squirrel, with a white reindeer and a white baby reindeer. How did all of these magical conversations make it into the book?
Well, so the reindeer, Per knows a few people who have reindeer, who keep reindeer in Norway. And so actually when we went to that reindeer farm where there was the white, not farm, but reindeer home where the white reindeer lived, Anya had a baby named after her. So she had a little white baby named reindeer named after her, and she got to play with those reindeer too. So he shot them, and then, like I said, the puppies are from Hastings. So there's a little fairy tale shop, as Per calls it, involved. But this book was super exciting for me because we were able to visit this place called Langedrag Nature Park, and it's in Norway in Hallingdal. And they have huge, huge range for areas for lynx, wolves, and Arctic fox. And I mean, you name it, they have it. And so we were able to sit in a wolf pen. And I nearly started crying when they came up to us. It was crazy. You know, they were 10 feet away, but that was pretty magical for us to be 10 feet away from wild wolves. And then the lynx, we were in there, and the woman said, do not touch them. You can't touch them. But they would come up and prod us like kittens
sure.
on our legs. So that pokey thing that cats do.
Right.
And they were so adorable that was really difficult. But such a magical day to spend there. And that's where Pierre got those animals.
Your husband is a National Geographic photographer and very talented. You a talented writer. I've got to ask you, I think I ask you this every year. At what point do you think your daughter is going to say, Mom, Dad, no more. I'm way too cool for this now.
Well, we ask her every time there's a book proposal or we talk about another book. And incidentally, our next book will be shot this winter, hopefully January, up at Wintergreen Dog Sled Lodge in Ely with Paul and Sue Shirky. Yep.
Oh, wonderful.
And so when we came up with that concept, Donnie was really involved in what would happen, how would the story go. And we're bringing up a little boy, a good friend of ours, son. And so it's going to be Anya and Eric and their dog sled adventure.
Oh, that's going to be absolutely marvelous.
And there will be more polar bears. So we're pretty excited about that book.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun for the folks up at Ely to realize that there are polar bears in the woods they never knew about.
Yes. And they're nice polar bears, and they're kind.
Yeah, and if you get lost or if you have any kind of a difficulty, I bet they're right there with helpful advice. And wow, this is fantastic. One last thing that I've got to ask you, and I guess I'm asking you to kind of read your husband's mind on this. As he is out photographing, does he every so often have a book or a book idea in the back of his mind and say, you know, I'm going to get a couple of these shots because I think they might be cute in the book?
He just shoots for everything all the time, no matter what we're doing. He has cameras, and it's like, you know, the dream is to have one small roll-on bag, and the reality is 10 bags of gear. So,
Right. Yep,
he's dedicated at all times to getting shots for many things.
So basically, he's always looking for the perfect shot, whether it's for the family album, a book, or a National Geographic cover.
Yep, and to complicate things, Anya and I are always looking for the perfect shot for him to take, too. So he's got a couple little bosses in the kitchen with him.
Oh, fun. It'd be wonderful. I hope we have the opportunity to get together maybe in January. It's going to be bear grease time, and you folks are going to be coming through our neck of the woods. It would be wonderful if we could all get together and say hi.
Absolutely.
I love it. Lori, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And the new book is your daughter's adorable, too, and it's everybody's adorable in this book. It's called The Brave Little Puppy by Lori Evert. Her husband, Per Brehagen, is the photographer who has illustrated it, and their daughter Anya is the heroine of the book. It is 8:30, and this is Minnesota Reads here on Northland Morning. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.